We're here right now with Jack Hans, who's the band director of the spectacular Strathaven Marching Band, who we comment on all the time, all year long, and we've never had an opportunity to really interview him. So welcome, Mr. Hans, and how many kids you got out this year?
Mike, we have first of all, let me say thanks for the interview. It's great to talk with you today. And this year, we're going to have close to 400 students involved in the band, probably about 380 on the field at any time during a halftime. Then we've got honor guard and managers. So it's somewhere around that 400 number.
That's amazing. How many buses does that take when you hit the road?
It's 11 buses whenever we go anywhere. We like Coach Clancy likes to think of it as that he never has to play an away game. He's kind of like a turtle. He brings his home with him.
Well, and he certainly doesn't have to play to a small crowd, because one way or the other, we got 400 people in the stands.
That's for sure.
So what? Tell me what it is about Strathaven Band. I mean, my understanding is because of so many kids, that you're not in a competitive band situation. You don't compete in the traditional stuff. Of course, then we see these schools that do compete, and they have 40 kids, 50 kids. So what's that all about?
Well, different programs work for different different places. Here at Strathaven High School, we believe that the students involved with the band really should be able to be involved with athletics, whether it's playing football or cross country, field hockey, soccer, and still be able to be a member of the marching band. When you're in a competition band, your practice commitments are several nights a week, and then competitions on during this on Saturdays, in addition to Friday night football games. So it really does take a huge chunk of the of the students' time. We try to keep it a little bit more manageable for our students. We have a week of pre-camp, 1 week of band camp. We meet 3 days during the week during school time, and then maybe about 5 evening rehearsals during the course of the season. And I think by doing that, along with the 5 football games and maybe about 3 or 4 parades, we keep it manageable. And you got to say that about 75% of our membership play a sport in the fall and are involved with other activities. And if they were in the competition band, maybe they wouldn't be able to do that. But we'd like them to keep coming back, have a good time, keep coming back year from year. And that's been my philosophy and the philosophy of the school district. And it works for us here very well.
For those of us who raise 2, 3, maybe 4 kids, how do you manage 400 kids? I mean, I know you have some adult help, but that's you can't. They have to realize if they rebel, you don't have a chance.
Well, the credit to that goes to the great staff we have here with the band and band front. We got Henry Perlberg as assistant director. Henry's been in the school district for 26 years, teaches at our middle school. He knows those kids. He's seen them since they have come to him in sixth grade. We've got Mike Windisch, who's in charge of the drum line. We have a drum line here that's bigger than many bands that we'll see all year, including the mallet section, over 60 members just in the drum line itself. Mike does a great job. And then with the band front, Fran Vernon coordinates the entire program. She also instructs the dance line. We've got Mary Hahn and Cheryl Filbert with the dance team, and Lydia Leib with the silks. And so there's really 7 of us with that group, which is really actually a very small number when you consider the size of our group. We have, I think, one of our key components is that we have great student leadership, and we spend a great deal of time in the spring and over the summer training our students in leadership activities. And many of the times it's students teaching students. And an example, and before, during band camp, our kids are here teaching other students who will then in turn become teachers during the band camp and during the course of the season. So we have great faculty members, and we have great student leadership. We kind of joke about it. When we started here, there were about 12 members in the band. We kind of went from almost man-to-man coverage, and then we're now in the prevent defense, so to speak, with 400 and our 7 staff members. But we have great parental involvement and wonderful volunteers who are riding the buses, who are handing out the uniforms. Beth Kalamkarian is our parent coordinator, and along with Darlene McClellan, and they just do an amazing job organizing an army of parents whenever we go anywhere. So much of the credit has to go to the parents as well.
Do the kids realize, the kids in the band realize the impact they have when they march into particularly a visiting team field that has not seen them before?
I think they do. Some do, some don't. It's funny when our senior leaders go across the field to greet the visiting band during the course of a game, and they come over there and we're playing a tune or whatnot. The team has scored and we're playing Rouser or playing at a quarter break. They come back, they said, "We can't believe how strong you guys sound, how strong we sound, or how big this group looks. It's so imposing." So it's hard sometimes to get an idea of the size and scope of the group when you're in it. But when the kids get to be seniors, they start to see it. And then, funnily enough, when they come back after they've graduated and they're at a college which either has no program or maybe a smaller program, that's when they really, I think, it dawns on them, like, wow, I was a part of that group.
Yeah, there aren't many high school bands that can literally fill a field, and you guys certainly do. You know, we followed Garner Valley last year, and we first game after we lost to Garner Valley, I remember who we played or who Garner Valley played, but there was a 12-year-old in the booth who was, I think, a son of the announcer, and he was telling us that he really was sad to see that Strathaven didn't win. And I thought, really, you're that big of a fan of Strathaven? He goes, "Oh, no. He said, "I just want to see the band." So that was pretty impressive that a 12-year-old is that well aware of it. So it must be a reputation throughout the area. Anyway, listen, Jacqueline, thank you a lot for your time. And, you know, we never can interview during halftime because that's your showtime.
You're right.
We're trying to get a rest, and you're out there performing your heart out. So we're glad that we were able to take a few minutes, and we'll get and let people introduce themselves to you and know what a great job you're doing and how much fun we have with you.
Mike, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks. Take care.